Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is, to people as they are.
Remember the thought, regardless of a person's situation, he should live for the Lord, whether married, unmarried, divorced, whatever situation you find yourself in, you're still to live for the Lord and glorify him in that life. So he's not talking about, again, about live as though you don't have a wife, but remember to make Christ preeminent in your life. My dad, he's been gone now for over 10 years. He used to have his office used to be up there, upstairs where now the crow's nests are. And he, on his desk, he had a little sign for years and years and years. It said JOY. And it's an acronym for Jesus first, other second, yourself last. You want to have joy? Well, follow that little acronym. Put Jesus first. Others would come second, and yourself last. This is what Paul's saying. He's not saying don't take care of your wife and don't act like you don't have a wife, but you put Jesus first. And if you do that, by the fact, your home life would be so much better, so much more pleasing, not just to the Lord, but to your spouse. When you do you pray together, you know, do you do things together and all? But anyway, he's talking about your focus upon the things of the Lord. Verse number 30, they that weep as though they weep not. Again, he's not talking about not grieving when others grieve. We talked about the Selvies lost Sister Selvy, the longtime pastor's wife. She just passed away this past week. The family is grieving over the loss of a mother and the other grandmother, this friend and all. He's not saying weep not. You're going to grieve. By the way, remember, Jesus wept. But you have to get it all this in context. We have no time to indulge in sorrow. A person can be caught up in grief that they cannot function sometimes. That's what he's saying here. I have to be very careful here, but this, how we address this. There is a time for grieving, but it is a time. It's not for the rest of your life. And that's what Paul is saying. You have to move on. Brother Dr. McAllister, when he does funerals, I'd love to hear him when he does funerals. He talks about losing a loved one. And he uses the example of like when you lose a loved one, a wife, a husband, or whatever, you never forget. He compares it like losing an arm. You always have that arm, it's always gone. And you always remember that part of the body is gone. However, but you moved on. You're able to function, even though that part of your body is missing, and your wife, your husband, whoever is missing, you move on. Life goes on, does it not? We grieve, we weep. I think of Moses when Moses died. The children of Israel grieved for 40 days. 40 days. And after 40, I remember that because I remember when I preached my dad's funeral and I used that passage of scripture. After 40 days, Joshua got up. He said, okay, we got to move on. We grieved. Now we have work to do. And we did preach daddy's funeral, and that was the thought. We have time for grieving. But if daddy was here today, he said, you keep moving on. There's still people to win to the Lord. There's still things to do, missionaries. There's this thing. So we got to move on. And that's the thought here. He said, he's not saying cry. Don't cry. Don't weep. Matter of fact, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 talks about when we lose a loved one, sorrow not as others who have no hope, because we're going to see our loved ones once. He didn't say sorrow not. He said sorrow not as others who have no hope. So that's the context when he says that about as they that weep as though they wept not. Grieving is a process, but don't stay that way. By the way, we move on. Your loved one would not want you to stay in that grieving mode for the rest of your life. Then he says, they that rejoice as though they rejoice not. Again, he's not talking about to keep. He's not talking about not enjoying life and being happy. What he's talking about, even as we waste a lot of time indulging in our sorrows, so too we can waste a lot of time looking for a good time. That's all we're living our life to do, just enjoying life. And that's all what life is all about, to indulge in those things. He said, instead of that, focus on the Lord. We can get caught up in the pursuit of pleasure that we forget all about God and the fact that we only have a short time to do his work. Remember, time is short. So he talks about they that weep as though they weep not. Time's short. Got to move on. They that rejoice, well, as though they rejoice not. Time is short. Got to keep busy. Again, he's not talking about not enjoying life and things of that nature. But time is short. You don't dwell on those things. As though and they that buy, as though that they possess not. Don't get caught up in your possessions. Don't allow your possessions to possess you. And how dangerous that is. Don't let your possessions possess you. Don't let your possessions possess you. You get the point.
Yes.
All of us are guilty of this. Do you know the more we buy, the more we possess, the more we got to take care of?
That's right.
I never forget. Okay. When we came back from Kenya, this is over 20. By the way, December 20th, which is whenever that is, next few days, I'll be pastoring this church 20 years. Time is short. Where is it gone? December 20th, been pastoring here 20 years. And my, what a lot's going on in 20 years. But anyway, time is short. When we came from Kenya in 1999, we came with nothing but the clothes on our back, literally, and a few suitcases. And we were determined, because when we moved to Kenya, we took everything with us. We took a shipping container. We loaded it to the gill. Our furniture, everything, our piano, everything we owned. We said, well, when we come back, we left it all behind, except a few suitcases. And we were determined to make life simple, because we lived over there so long. Now, if you go into our garage and our storage shed, you laugh, but ain't it so? Stuff we accumulated over the years, it's in totes. And don't tell Latrice I said this, but most of it's junk. She'd argue that, and she is going to go through it. She's going to start, but it seems like she goes through stuff, and then we get more stuff. Christmas is coming. You know what we're going to get? More stuff. I ain't going to say junk, because some of y'all are getting me presents. Stuff. And that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying here. Literally, they that buy as though they possess not. Don't let it control you. So many people, and I'm glad I'm not in this category, because I don't own a computer. I don't want a computer. The only computer is my phone. I don't even have an email. I was somewhere this week. What's your email? I don't have an email. And they looked at me. You don't have an email? I don't have an email address. What do? I give them my wife's email address. True story. On a computer, I understand they're important. They're important. They're important. But isn't it amazing? You got to buy a new computer every time something comes out, or a new phone. You can't keep the old one that was working. A new one comes out, the iPad or whatever, iPhone, whatever it is, 15 and 16, 17, 18. I got to get that new one now, 19, or the good old one don't work. Or what? We got to have it. Am I talking to the right people? Some of y'all, yes, some of you know, some of y'all are fuddy-duddies like I am. And I told that person, I still live in the dinosaur age. And I'm happy, happy, happy to live there in certain realms of my life. Anyway, that's what he's talking about. By the way, have a note here. You cannot take it with you.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.